Has Indiana become San Francisco? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When Governor Mike Pence of Indiana signed the state's religious freedom bill last week, the idea was to protect businesses like Memories Pizza in the little town of Walkerton.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no. It's just that's our belief.
That's Crystal O'Connor, whose family runs the business and who says she would never turn away anybody for being gay. It's just that as a Christian, she couldn't bring herself to cater a gay wedding. Well, it all hit the fan until yesterday, as if by magic. The Indiana legislature presented the governor with a revised bill that is still called the Religious Freedom Act, except now it expressly states that you cannot use religion as a defense if you refuse to serve a gay person. And so, instead of getting a law that protects devout business owners who are sued by gay people over a gay wedding pizza, Indiana now has a law that says religion does not protect business people from being sued over a gay wedding pizza. Just one little catch. Under Indiana civil rights law, there would be no such lawsuit over a gay wedding pizza because in Indiana, gay people still can't file lawsuits for discrimination. So, Memories Pizza is safe, especially since a GoFundMe page started by their supporters in a little over a day has raised about $500,000. In America's digital clickocracy, the same social media that closes you down can, at the same time, make you rich. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.